Blog Talk Radio.
I see a few pockets of people that ain't acting crazy. Because I'm here live.
Get it back live.
About half of y'all motherfuckers on the hill are doing your thing. Are y'all ready to get live or what?
Get it back live.
We gonna set this off right or what? It's Friday night. We'll see. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. Never eat a pig.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Candid Frank Live on Blog Dog Radio. And tonight, big news, big news, big news. Henry the Hank Burris is an Ottawa Red Black. Yeah, yeah. So that's good news for Ottawa. Okay, joining us first on the program, a long-time listener, long-time not on the air, very busy. And as usual, many of the people that are involved in Argos for Life, Argo Lifers, are family folks, and they have a boatload of children. And so, you know, they got excuses like, can't come on, Frank, you know, the kid's a little wired. Oh, that was Kelly's excuse, but I'm going to call Kelly in a second. Anyway, so Aaron's with us, Aaron McIntosh. Aaron put together, designed a sign that we had autographs put on by the Argos. And how's the season going for you, Aaron? I haven't had a chance to talk to you about, have we talked about, in your opinion, of what happened with the Argos and who they lost in the draft? I don't know if you had a chance to voice your opinion. What do you think, bud?
Who we lost in the free agents?
Pottinger, Appel.
Yeah, no, I dialed in for that one call. If I'm right, I can't remember. But, you know, I think we losing Posse was huge, right? And losing Appel, I mean, especially Appel, he comes out to all the events afterwards, after the games at Shoeless Joe's and other places. Like, we're going to miss him as a person. We're going to miss the family being around. Same thing with Potts. But, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for them in Ottawa.
I mean, I think
being
so
amongst
too.
The first additions to that team is huge. I mean, it opens some gaps for us here in the team, but I know we had some challenges on the secondary as well as the defense last year. So I think it gives us some open season to go out and fill those roster spots. So I wish
what
them
do you
all
think?
The best. So.
What do you think of Burris signing with Ottawa?
I only found out about it about half an hour ago. So it hasn't had time to sink in. I mean, it was one of those things that we were predicting, either that or Winnipeg. I think it's a good opportunity. Do I think he's going to be the starter? No. I think Glenn will get the position over he, but I think he at least comes in and challenges those who are available. I think the other one's DeMarco, if I'm right, off the top of my head. I think he'll add a very unique twist in terms of some maturity to camp, but I do think that Glenn will still get the start there.
Yeah, you don't think that they'll trade Glenn now at this point? You know, it wouldn't be the first time that a team drafts a player and then trades him.
No, it
because
wouldn't be.
He might be. I don't know. I don't know if he's if there's any value in him somewhere else. But pretty close. It'd be interesting anyway, to say the least. They had both, you know, it's funny. Ottawa has always had two quarterbacks, I look back in history. I think about history, and I always remember them having two good quarterbacks, and you know, one pocket guy and one guy that could run around, and they used the guys, they platooned them depending on who they played, and they could do that now with these two guys. I mean,
yeah.
It would extend their careers, right?
Oh, very much would, and maybe they'll play that system this year, play double. I mean, it worked out really well with Hamilton last year, playing both Burris and Lefevre. And here in Toronto, we were fortunate enough to have had the services of Zach Collaros for a while. We have big shoes to fill there, but you never know. They could keep that on. I think it's really going to depend on how this young guy coming out of Vancouver, like DeMarco, if he can step up and play as well as he did apparently on the practice rosters in Vancouver, he could be your guy. Apparently he scrambles really well as well. Whether or not they keep Burris or Glenn, maybe it's too soon to tell. We'll be highly speculating at this point. But I would personally choose Glenn over Burris. But
yeah, it's interesting that you would say that, because you know there are some people that would think that it would be the other way around.
Yeah.
But you know, the point is, I think it's open for debate. I mean, I don't think there's a slam dunk either way. You know, either one of them can start. That's the amazing thing, that here's an expansion team barely, you know, months into their existence, and here they are, you know, with two quarterbacks that, you know, started on other teams last year.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty impressive, really.
Oh, very much so. I think everyone was concerned about Zach Collaros going there, but I think it was just still a little too risky, especially when you have a short runway in Ottawa. So, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm glad that other league is done, and we can start focusing on the CFL again.
They were done after 12 seconds at the start of the game.
Yeah, about that.
Okay, on that note, joining us also, old-timer, like I said, just another Argo lifer, Mr. Argo lifer himself, John Granger. John, welcome to the program. Do I have his voicemail? Am I talking to his voicemail? What a beautiful cue that was. He just heard everything you said on his voicemail. Okay, we also have Kelly Bale is with us as well. Kelly, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, thanks, you guys.
Hey, Kelly.
Kelly is a Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan. Got to know him because of the program and because of the post that we put on in Facebook. Like you, he has a young lad. You only have one, right, Kelly?
That's right, yeah. He's just one, and he's 3.5.
There. So and Kelly posted, he says to me in the message window, he says, my kid's pretty wired, so I don't know what's going to happen. Those are the fun times, aren't they, Aaron, when your kids get wired?
They are. In fact, we had they're both down right now. The 5-year-old, she's just gone to bed, and the 1-year-old, she's in bed as well, so I have the monitor, and I'm just kind of listening to her.
Yeah. They're, so he has he surrounds yours, Kelly.
Right.
Younger and older. Younger and older. So,
exactly.
My wife and I raised 4 of them, and they were all within, they were all born in the 90s. So, you know, we had an interesting turn of the century, if you will. Yeah, so what do you think, Kelly, of Burris signing with Ottawa?
Well, it's great. I mean, they had talked about wanting that kind of franchise quarterback to really kickstart this organization, and I think Henry's that guy for them. Passed for 30 yards short of 5,000 last year again, and, you know, he's maybe not the best quarterback in the league, but at the same time, I think his numbers would be top 5 even in Ottawa next year, guys. So
I totally agree.
And you know what? I don't know what's going to happen to Glenn. Christopher had hinted on our conversation and the possibility of, you know, maybe even landing up in BC or landing in a backup role somewhere else. Maybe even unexpected Saskatchewan come full circle. You never know, man. It's a crazy league. You saw Danny McManus in Winnipeg, right, guys?
Yep.
That kind of led us to believe that he might be going there, you know, and then he doesn't go there. So, you know, stuff happens. Decisions come hot and heavy this time of year. And, you know, let's get this schedule out. Let's see what's happening now that we know it's, where guys are. And
yeah, it's due soon. The schedule, the schedule's due out. You know, we've got a couple,
right.
12 days now till free agency starts, which will be another boatload of excitement
right.
to talk about. I mean, last year when I first started the program, guys, I really didn't think I could do a program about the CFL at this time of year. And last year I was surprised how much there was to talk about. You know, it's amazing because mostly when I start talking to people like you guys, other people who are fanatical when it comes to the CFL, who love the game, you begin to realize there's a lot of interesting stuff going on all year round. And, you know, because nobody else talks about it, it felt good to do it, and it feels good today to do it just as well. So, yeah, it's great because the CFL has a lot of interesting stuff going on, and unfortunately, you know, us diehards, you know, seem to carry the day, and, you know, it's not a, you know, it's not the most popular sport in Canada, but I'll tell you something, guys like Bruce John Inch, who's just joined us, I think fanaticism probably is his middle name. How you doing, Bruce?
Husky Wee Wee boys, how you doing?
Husky Wee Wee, right back at you.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Man, good.
I bet you're happy for your buddy Burris, huh?
Look, I am. But now there's speculation. But I think he's signed. I have my sources too. But there's speculation now that he was only in Ottawa today for a players' rep meeting. But the truth will be told tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be out in the wires.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that he signed either. I 100% sure either. So you know, but Aaron, you said you heard about it a half hour ago.
Yep.
Where did you hear it?
I saw it on a feed somewhere. I'm not sure if it was even yours, Frank. To be honest.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
I know it's up on Twitter.
It doesn't
matter. I'm actually on Ottawa's site right now. I put it
on their Facebook page, and they're excited, and I don't blame them.
That could have been it, Frank, actually.
There you go. See, there's nothing better than starting a rumor and then
there you go,
brother.
well, if you follow Twitter at Magazine CF, they're reporting that he signed. But like I said, now they're kind of backing off and saying that maybe he was just at a players' meeting today in Ottawa.
I'm looking at the roster right now, which is fairly, I mean, they're usually up to date within 2 minutes of any signings. Well, their staff has gone home for the night, so Barrett. No, he's not on the roster. He's not on the active yet, so.
Well, there you go. So it probably is a rumor. And, last time it was a rumor that John Granger was available to talk. Let's see if this rumor now becomes reality. An old-timer Argo lifer like Aaron, John Granger. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, boys.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Got you a message.
Well, you got to listen to the first part of the show on your message.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hook it up. Sorry, guys. Who are we talking to, Aaron? Bruce?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Sorry, Bruce, man. Look, I know you love the guy. I know, you know, he spent some time with you, and it's great when you get to meet a player and they kind of, you know, give some time to you and talk, right?
That's okay, man. I was given 48 hours, so I'm kind of over. I'm not over the Henry Bruce situation, but I'm a lot calmer now, though, John.
That's cool.
I know it's a business, and everybody knows it's a business, but guys that are real diehards, like you're an Argo lifer, and I'm a Ticat lifer, you know. Like I said, we go to all the practices. We get to know these guys on a personal level, and we just take it on a personal level when they get thrown aside. But, you know, I still stand by what I say. I think he was kind of a little bit disrespected in Hamilton by the staff, you know, because I was talking to him off-season. He honestly didn't hear anything, not one word from the Ticat organization, which, you know, if they were thinking about getting rid of him, he might have known in the back of his head, yeah, but it helps if the coach kind of lets you know what's going on.
If they would have said something. Yeah,
exactly.
Let him know that.
You know, show a little bit of common courtesy, because I've heard a lot of guys, bud, that have left this organization, and they've said the same thing about the upper people in management, that they you know, it's a business.
Is this prior to Austin or since Austin?
Oh, prior to Austin. Oh, yeah.
So it's a typical thing that
Hamilton has
does.
You know, I don't need to I know, okay, because I've talked to these guys through private messages on Facebook. Something that I you know, I'm not going to copy and paste it. But I've been told by more than one player that Hamilton treats their players like that, you know. They just show them the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say what the media wants you to say. You know, thanks for your time. You know, wish them all the best, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, it's how they do it, I guess. Like, I'm always going to bleed black and gold, but I'm not always going to agree with what the organization does either.
And then you have to remember that this is not a personal thing. You know, it's a business.
Exactly.
Go ahead, John.
Who do these players come to Hamilton, even after hearing those nightmare stories with management, because of fans like you? You know, you're the other base that gets loyal to their team, and they you show your passion. And, you know, when the players say, what do you like about Hamilton, and they always say, fans like you guys. So it's probably is... You know, there is some solid leverage to what you're saying about the management kind of dumping them right out the door. But then again, you're right again about the business. But what I'm trying to say is they come for you. I don't think they come for the franchise.
No.
That's great.
Well, who really does? Because, you know, they enjoy the game, and the fans are the best thing that the players have, you know, aside from the paycheck.
Right. Well, Bruce, let me ask you another question. All right.
Yeah.
So now you got Caleros, right?
Yeah.
So what's it going to be like? What's it going to be, honestly, all right? Because I have an answer if it was reverse. What's it going to be like looking at the back of his jersey and all he's missing is a G?
Is a G.
Call Argos. So look at that?
Yeah, I'm a Ticat fan, so I never even clued into that.
Well,
oh, man.
Now it's stuck in your brain. Now it's stuck in your brain, and we're going to make signs. So.
But the only thing, actually, I'm going to see it for the first few times of him wearing that number 4 is flipping Overland Bruce, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I don't know why he picked number 4. Well,
single
he tried
digit.
To put number.
Single
he said he tried to get number 7, but he couldn't get number 7. But you got to figure, Luke Kanji, he has number 7 right now. I think he's going to be showing the door real soon, and Metlock's going to take back his number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and then, well,
you know,
then Caleros will get his number 7.
No, that
no,
number
Medlock.
7 will go to Justin Medlock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, guaranteed.
Hey, Aaron, is this Aaron McIntosh?
That is me.
Hey, man. Listen,
how
I
you
got
doing?
Your email, and I tried to send you a message back for some reason and go through, but love the designs that you came up with, and we definitely got to get together for a beer and make that happen. Just had to call you because I didn't have a chance earlier. So sorry, guys, for taking up the airtime. But Aaron sent me some design.
John,
to make another
why don't you and Aaron get a room? Why don't you guys get a room?
I would love to. Aaron, where do you want to go?
I think we should just take over the marketing department at the Argos. How about you?
There you go. Well, somebody should.
I think
they need a marketing.
I think
department.
There's going to be a couple of openings pretty soon, Aaron. So
well,
you know, you never know.
I'm already meaning out to Lewicki to talk to him.
Oh, really?
No, we should get him. We should get him on the show here. That's what we should do.
He's got loose lips. You never know.
Yeah, you never.
So we're gonna enjoy the stadium ceremony in Hamilton, and then a year from now we're gonna enjoy something that's gonna be partially built halfway to what it's supposed to look like the following year. I hear 2016. I'm just used to using the two. Is gonna be the time frame as to when the stadium reconstruction. Should be partially done, and then I think they have a target date. It's going to be done in pieces, where the roof is going to be the last part that they're going to add on to it. So, looking forward to seeing you in what is it, Tim Hortons?
The Timbit spot.
Yeah, the Timbit Field.
Timbit Box? What? Field? Oh, yeah, Field. You know, Bruce, you guys should start a petition, okay? Ivor Wynn has to be somewhere in that slogan. I get it. They got to put their marketing crap on there with Coca-Cola and name brands and Timmy's and stuff. But Ivor Wynn, I'm not.
You know what, John? I absolutely
anything.
Agree with you 100%. Because they just did this
man.
Week. They just switched Cops Coliseum's name to some national bank or some stupid flipping name like that. But they're going to keep Victor Cops's name in the lower left hand side. They're still going to have his name. So I think they should do the exact same for that Ivor Wynn Field. Yeah. Oh, Timbit Field, Tim Hortons Field, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah. They may have something to hold there.
You know, I'm sick of sports stadiums being named after major corporations. I really am.
You haven't seen. The
I don't know. My favorite,
it.
My favorite was Philadelphia when they changed the name to the First United, which was the FU Center. I thought that was great, and they changed it. You know, I don't know why, because you know that suits Philadelphia. We're playing in the FU Center. And they're like that, so, you know, it's kind of neat. No, you know what, I agree 100%, guys. Ivor Wynn Stadium has a lot of memories. I don't know if it's good enough to call Ivor Wynn Stadium. They got to have good enough to call a parking lot that, but they've got to have it. They don't have to call it Ivor Wynn Stadium, but they should have it say on big sign that says Ivor Wynn Stadium. And, yeah, for public consumption, you know, because of the money, you know, Tim Hortons Field.
Frank, something like that. If they had, you know, maybe, I guess you guys don't have end zones in the stadium, but, you know, some part of the stadium where you can call it Ivor Wynn Box or something where the name is still there. Because
shoot,
I'd want to sit in that section.
Even Tim Hortons Ivor Wynn Stadium.
I don't know if Tim Hortons is not, you know, they want to be alone on that, right?
Yeah, they do.
But there's something about tradition.
The money's not going to come in if they're going to throw in Timmy's in there with Ivor Wynn. But they should have it somewhere in the stadium. So that's my point on that.
Well, you look at Lansdowne, though. Lansdowne in Ottawa. Yeah. I mean, it's been known as Lansdowne forever. Now it's going to be TD Place or TD Stadium.
Well, there you
or go. God
yeah,
knows.
No, that's playing. Right. That's right. That's right. You know, they call it TD Stadium in Lansdowne Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could be, you know.
Because Lansdowne Park
Tim Hortons
is the land. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's
Ivor Wynn Park.
Or Ivor Wynn, it's got to be the Ivor Wynn level or something, like the 200 levels, like the Ivor Wynn level, and reference it, have it on the scoreboard. But there's something to be said about tradition. Like, you'd never see Lambeau Field. Well, actually, I shouldn't say
that. Oh, my gosh.
You know, Lambeau Field being called the GoDaddy Center. It would just blow my mind.
There's the Green Bay Packer fans are unique, you know. In the NFL, I don't want to start comparing them to the CFL, but they're unique in the NFL that they're very community-oriented. They're community-owned. So, you know, we'll see, though. You know, money sometimes – but, you know, the NFL, they make enough money. I don't see where they would need to change it. They could afford to keep it that way. But Ivor Wynn Stadium, I remember when I was growing up and watching CFL football, we always used to call it – because the Argos couldn't win there. We used to call it I Never Win Stadium.
Well, it was originally called the Civic Stadium when it was built in 1928.
Yeah.
Right.
So how excited are you about going to your first game at Timbit Field, you call it?
I can't wait. I still say the first four games, it'll be interesting to see when the CFL schedule comes out, but I say the first four, three or four games will be away. I don't think they're going to finish on time. We've had a hard winter, And it's been flipping cold, man. And, you know, the guys aren't working as many hours, you know. Now they're stating that they're going to be working extra hours and all that. But it's supposed to get cold again at the end of the week.
Yeah.
But I'm prepared for it to be done by the end of June. What's that?
Here's a tip for you guys, all right? So I didn't say it, and if I get shot for saying it, so be it. No, I won't get shot for saying it. It's going to be Toronto Argos. Toronto and Hamilton, either in Hamilton or in Toronto, but they're starting a day off. They're planning on doing the season like Labor Day Classic games. And rather than waiting for the middle of the season, they're going to start it off at the beginning and do it also again on Labor Day. You know how we had the back-to-back that didn't really work right after Labor Day?
Yep.
Everybody played everybody else. Well, they're trying to reverse it and do it that the same kind of flavor and, you know, excitement, banjo-bowl kind of thing is happening at all the first games of the season, which would be great.
Yeah, rivalry
would
be great from the beginning.
That does require you know, the stadiums to be finished, right?
I honestly, my personal opinion on it, anything structural that would prevent the game could be done. The things that happened in the last few weeks are painting some signage, bolting down a few extra seats. Structurally, that place will be done by June.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, these days, the construction, and Frank would know this, construction companies, you know, they put a projection date in, and then they put a penalty projection date in, and then they put their real date in. And their real date is always, you know, the thought process has been put through that they're never going to put themselves in a position where the contractor, its name and company, will be embarrassed if it doesn't open up on time. So it's going to get shift, you know, they're going to put, now they got doubles going on, shifts, they're going to have triple or whatever it's going to take, it's going to get done. Aaron's right, the cosmetics, and look, let me explain it to you this way. I don't mean to carry on, Frank, sorry, but it has to be said. If it was a date in the winter season that was the deadline, then yes, because you can't do the final speed-up construction in the last 3 months. But because hopefully we're not going to have a long winter, and there'll be at least 3-4 months of good construction time frame, they're going to get it done. And guys, you see how they're making it in pieces. It's not even being built there. It's just being brought there. So, you know, don't worry, Bruce. It's going to happen for you, man. Plan on it. And it's going to be Toronto and Hamilton, either in Hamilton, and, you know, God forbid they have a backup. It'll go to Toronto if it doesn't happen in Hamilton.
Yeah, and
well,
I was out there
the other
day.
First game in Hamilton. Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out there the other day, and they were pouring some concrete, so I threw an Argo shirt in it, and it looks like they're going to get...
That's a good one.
You know, I think they're going to be... I think it's going to be done on time, so...
I hope so, man.
Well,
I really do.
Like,
I
like
right
John
where the box
says, there are penalty clauses that do strike a little bit of fear in the contractor.
Yeah, exactly.
More than the money, probably, but like I said, you don't want to the compliments of being the bidder and the winning bid on the contract is to make sure that something like this, which is going to get national attention, besides, you know, the CFL, we're talking the Pan Am Games, it has to be a construction company that doesn't want to get embarrassed. And
well,
they're not going to get embarrassed.
You're right, John. It's not. It's that and other things, too. Like, for example, you'll get that call at the office where they're going, ding, ding, and it's, hello, the office of the politician who gave the contract to the contractors. Yeah,
well,
I wanted to talk to
that
you.
One too.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. What the hell's going on? Get this damn thing finished. My name is on this. People are expecting it to work. I'm the one that backed you up, and you better make it work, buddy, because you'll never get a job from the city of Hamilton or the province of Ontario again.
Bingo. You got it, Frank. You nailed it. It comes down to politics.
It does. It comes down to politics. You know, hopefully, you know, if there's a delay, hopefully it'll only be a matter of weeks you know, the schedule will be made up with a little cushion there in case there's a problem that can't be overcome and Hamilton goes on the road for the first couple of games. It isn't the first time that a team started on the road for a couple of games, so it's nothing, you know, extraordinary. So they go into Toronto for the front half of what you guys are referring to as, you know, the early start to the Labor Day weekend, right? And then, you know, Labor Day comes and Toronto plays in Hamilton. Although a lot of people would like to see Toronto be in Hamilton in the first game. But, you know, you've got Labor Day, you know.
Look what it did last year. It started off the season with a bang and some interest. You know,
yep.
So I think that's a good strategy.
It's a great strategy.
You know, I'm just saying, great. And Bruce, again, in a nutshell, have no fear. You're going to be sitting in your seats in the beginning of July, early part of July. So I'm not sure about June. I think they're going to try to stretch it as far as they can, meaning that if the season opens up on a Thursday, you'll be playing.
Well, hopefully
you know,
I'll be sitting in those
Sunday.
Seats before that watching practice, my friend.
Yeah, I would highly doubt they'll be done by
guys,
June.
I have, Hey, guys, I have to say one thing, though. Remember this. It's not Winnipeg, and it's definitely not Winnipeg Stadium, okay?
Yes.
And what I mean by that when I say Winnipeg, it's not their infrastructure of materials, access, and so forth like we have in Ontario. You know, a lot of construction going on, easier travel, but no transport. And then on top of it, okay, I have to say this, Bruce, their stadium is amazing, okay? And they went into detail on stuff. Your stadium is basically two-sided. It's not a round bowl. It's nothing like that. And it's done, you know, in pieces. It's not one of those complex things that you have to have engineers there and how's the roof going to hold and how things are going to move. It's basically like, you know, the politician said. I'm not belittling it. They said this.
I agree with
American
you.
High school.
It's pro-battle football.
I mean, that's why, don't fear. It's going to get done. And I hope so, because we want to be there on the first day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
They're talking about it being expandable, too. So, you know, it's a stadium
to be expandable. And they made that requirement for the two ends if they ever won a great cup, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Bruce,
so, you know, it may not be a bowl now, but it can be to a degree.
It can be, absolutely.
To a degree.
Yeah.
Right?
All you guys in Hamilton just have to know that the day it opens, we're going to have an entire Argo Lifer section there representing.
Uh-huh.
And we can't wait to see it either. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Winnipeg was too far, so John and I didn't make it there.
Yeah.
But Hamilton, not too far a trek.
And Ottawa.
And Ottawa, of course.
I will be there for the first Argos game in Ottawa this year.
We'll be there for the first Hamilton game in Ottawa too.
Yeah.
No, we got that. That's got to happen. It really is getting interesting being an Argo fan from our perspective, and Hamilton and Ottawa fans, because there's going to be a lot of a lot of visits from everybody. I think Ottawa coming in has made the CFL so much better in the Eastern Division.
Absolutely, Frank. You hit the nail on the head. I was going to mention that. You know, it's going to be a much bigger rivalry, even with Hamilton playing Ottawa, than it was Hamilton playing Winnipeg. Because Winnipeg, to me, is so west. You know, this is going to be like a true eastern flipping division, you know? I'm so happy Ottawa came back.
Yeah. No, I am as well. I feel bad for Hamilton.
It's a lot eastern, isn't it? We're all over the east on this show. Well, that's why we got the people who are calling in. And if the West would call, we may be talking about
the West. I don't even think the West has a show like Frank does, do they?
No, Chris Jones. Is Chris joining today?
They do?
Yeah, he's going to be a little late. I don't know where Mike is.
he's probably on the road somewhere.
He's on the road somewhere, for sure. What? I should give Steve a call. But I guess...
Lifer, Bruce.
Oh, that's okay. I don't think Rob Emery, he's going to be calling anytime soon. He's watching his Ottawa Senators possibly lose another game tonight.
Well, he's pulling levers supplying drinks for people.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah. He works
well, he'll
Canadian
be crying in a lot of people's beers then if they lose the game.
Oh, that's right. He's working at the game. That's right.
Oh, he works at Ottawa Stadium, does he?
Yeah, it's called the Canadian Tire Center.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
they
change
it every year. They rename it every couple of years. Yeah, I think they look outside. They look outside and say, "What new store popped up around us?" Okay, go over and see if they want to give us a couple dollars, and we'll name this stadium after them.
I used to work for the owner of the team.
Might be Giant Tiger next year.
Well, now you know what? That's who should sponsor your rink after Tim Hortons is done.
Wouldn't that be something?
No,
yeah, kidding. Yeah, the Giant Tiger.
Giant Tiger Field.
That would be awesome.
I gotta say, just because of now you're just making me sinking in as Tim Horton Stadium. All right, I'm definitely switching to McDonald's coffee now. Forget about it.
No.
Actually, you know what? I gotta say, and this is not a promo, but do you guys remember when McDonald's coffee tasted like chalk? Well, not chalk, like fucking par, okay?
Yeah, but 3 years ago.
And used to burn your lap, too. You would burn your lap, too. very good one. It's better. And for that reason now, I'm sorry, this is because of the rivalry thing, okay? Timmy's is part of that rivalry. Now, probably Timmy's going to say, and it's a joke on us, Timmy's going to say, ooh, we're going to lose 10 fans. Right?
Well, I remember last year on Argos game day, I went to a Tim Hortons, and I figured I'd get my Argos donut. They didn't have any available, but they happened to have some Hamilton ones here in Toronto.
Whoa.
And I asked them why, and they said, well, we got the wrong shipment. They sent us the wrong thing, so we figured we'd put them out anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's like since we're doing a promo show, I went out and bought a case of Budweiser, okay? And with the Budweiser came NFL hats. And every freaking case had a Buffalo Bill hat.
That's because they couldn't sell them in the stores, Frank.
So I says to the lady as she's taking my money, listen, I bought a case of beer. I got a Buffalo Bills hat. My wife and I, we hate the Buffalo Bills. Can you get me one with a different? They went back there. The girl goes back there. A guy goes and they look through a skid full of, she goes, it looks like the whole skid is Buffalo Bills hats. And I'm going, geez, forget it. So then the guy says, no, hang on. He goes, I got a New England hat in the office. I'll trade you. I said, okay, thank you. So now I got a New England and a Buffalo hat. Two teams I'm not a big fan of. But, you know, what the heck? So, that's marketing for you, right? I mean, the Budweiser thing is because they're trying to promote the Buffalo Bills because they're the sponsor for the games here. So, and with Tim Hortons, I was going to say, the reason I said that, and Aaron, you know why they did that, eh? Tim Hortons is based in Hamilton. So, don't think it was accidental.
No.
That's where Tim Hortons was. They're just around the stadium, too, on Ottawa Street.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a wise choice. I mean, people know. I mean, most people know the story of Tim Hortons.
Hamilton. Yeah. Tim Hortons was dying to be a part of the Hamilton hockey team that could have come here from the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
And they gave up pretty good money, too, for the naming rights, I have to say.
Yeah. You know what? And it's synonymous with the fans in Hamilton are synonymous with the Tim Hortons brand.
Sure,
they are. And the Tim Hortons customer.
Yeah, we got Timmy's on every corner.
You know, there's not a lot of Starbuck drinking fans in the NFL. I mean, I drink Starbucks occasionally, but, you know, our fan base is slightly different.
Yeah, I could take a selfie right now of me drinking a Timmy's, man. That's what I'm doing right now.
Are you staying up all night?
You know what, John? I have 10 a day, bud, and that's not a lie. Not Tim Hortons, but I had 10 coffees a day. I'm immune to it, man. I'm immune.
Oh, that's what happens, you know? You do get immune to it.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's what people say. It doesn't keep you awake. No, that's all I drink all day. I don't drink any pop. I'm not an alcohol drinker. I love my coffee, though.
Yep.
Well,
good on you.
That's good for you. It's either one or the other will kill you, so what the hell? Enjoy
that's right, man. You can always walk in front of an Ergo player and get run over, too.
Hey, speaking of another bunch of, not bunch, but two amazing Argo lifers, Bill Howell and Leon Howell, who went down to the Super Bowl last night. Unbelievable,
pretty
guys.
Cool. Yeah, I heard you talking about that last night on the show.
Yep.
And then you got carried away.
Yeah. So Bill and Liam, man, envious, and Barbara, your wife. I think everybody wants a Barbara as a wife if she goes out and buys them Super Bowl tickets and a trip to New York. Are you kidding me?
And we got to get Bill Howe in here to talk about that.
Get Liam.
What was it like?
Sure you will.
Because
I'm sure they're resting after. I think they just flew out this morning.
I believe. Aren't they storm stayed there? I think. Because of the nor'easter coming through, I saw something from Bill saying they're stuck in New York right now, which is the worst place in the world to be stuck.
Oh, okay.
I heard that too. That they got a big storm today.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder. You got to wonder. The football gods were looking upon them yesterday. You know.
Bill and Liam Howe were also at the Grey Cup. They'd be two great guys to talk to about experience at the Super Bowl and the Grey Cup, because none of us here had chance to go either, so, you know.
You should try to get young Liam on a Friday night, you know, no school, I think he's whatever his age, I won't disclose it, but he's young, so he may be able to pull a Friday night show.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk to Bill. I was just looking to see if I had Bill's phone number. It's not on my. It's not on my show list of names.
Just message him on Facebook.
We're not cool enough. We're not cool enough for Liam. Come on, guys. We're old farts. Come on.
You traveled the world.
You know Johnny looked forward to coming into the section.
Hey, I remember him being on the show a few times, and he spoke better than you, John.
He would outsmart us. Guys, he would embarrass us, and that's the reason why he doesn't want to come on. I know it, because the guy would embarrass us with his knowledge. He's doing you a favor, and probably you more, Frank, because this guy is just a bookworm of info when it comes to CFL stuff. And his father, when he says number one Argo fan, he's not kidding. He's not kidding. So believe me, he holds it back because he knows more crap than all of us put together about the CFL, especially about the Argos. So, by all means, come and embarrass us one night and just be easy on Frank, okay?
The stuff I have to put up with.
No love for you, buddy? No love.
You know how it is. You know,
gentlemen, if you don't know a subliminal kind of a way of trying to motivate a guy his age to come on to let him know that he is above us, and then you guys take it personally, shame on you. You just blew it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for whining, Frank and Bruce. You're supposed to say, that's right, Liam, you embarrass us. Instead, you guys go, Bruce.
Well, I already said two minutes ago, but you wouldn't shut up that if he was on. I've listened to him a couple of times, and the guy would blow us away,
you.
Man.
I heard Frank. Anyway, Liam, bottom line is call in, okay?
Yeah. I'd like to hear from him. He was very knowledgeable.
I think I said I'd like to have him on, and I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem with being not being the sharpest tool in the drawer. I mean, look who I'm in with right now. I mean, you know, obviously I'm not the sharpest tool in the drawer.
I've been practicing that role for years.
No love?
There you go.
You're getting no love.
Because I'm just joking around with you, John, just like you showed him no love last night during the show. I was listening, man, but.
You guys fight
like you're a married couple.
Oh, you guys don't know us. You guys don't know.
You guys are married, man. You're just not telling us yet.
Holy crap.
Well,
Bruce, what did I ever do to you?
Ask his daughters. They keep saying your other wife's calling.
You know, if I could get a word in edgewise here, I'm going to tell you something. As far as being stupid's concerned, I live with 5 women, so stupid is part of the program.
So you think you should know?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why I don't understand your accusation, because I'm pretty dumb. Ask my girl at home. They all know I'm dumb. Just ask them. They'll tell you. So, you know, it doesn't bother me to be called stupid. I'm dumb all day here. I come on the air here with the whole...
I don't know where we're going with this. I don't think anybody was going that deep on the stupid, dumb stuff. I think we're just trying to comfort Liam, letting him know that we're not that bright and he should come on, and now everybody's saying how they're not dumb and they like to be called dumb. Let's drift off this and just say, hey, guys, amazing that you guys were able to go down.
You say
to
tomato,
Liam,
I say tomato. You say potato, I say potato.
And Liam, see, you can't let it go, Frank. And Liam, you have an amazing dad. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
So you know,
hey, listen, his
mom,
father answers every dream the kid has. I mean, how many kids want to go to the Super Bowl his age? And how many get to go at his age? You know, going from Toronto to New York is not that far. It's not, you know, it's not a long distance thing, but, you know, the cost,
I think it's a little bit deeper. What I'm trying to say is a little bit deeper. I'm just trying to say that Bill is a prime example of a father who wants to be spending some really special moments with his son or daughter. And Barbara, who, you know, did this for them, she totally understands them getting away with these trips. But it's very admirable to see out there. You don't really have
John,
any fathers
John,
out there who had the
John,
time, really.
John.
Sorry.
She went on a trip. Quiet for a second. Just for a second. She went on a trip with Liam. They went to see Man U.
Exactly.
And company. You know? So, you know, she does just as much with Liam. Is very lucky. He has two parents who love
stuff that other kids love. He's fortunate that way. But you know what? They're being parents, and they're giving what they have, and that's all a parent can do. Just because every parent doesn't take their kid to the Super Bowl doesn't mean that they can't share experiences. So, yeah, just that us older kids who want to be adopted by Bill, you know, because we want to share in that experience, you know, that's where I come from anyway on this situation. I'm jealous of Liam. Who are you kidding?
Live vicariously through the photos as well. I mean, we got to see things inside the Super Bowl and the events that are happening and, you know, around town and the Lombardi Trophy. And, you know, we get to see those things through a different lens than a media lens. So I think it's neat following Bill and interacting with him on Facebook and seeing he and Liam and running into them in the Argos games when they're beaming with pride and seeing their stories and the snow out west when they're in Regina and seeing Liam's reaction. I mean, life's not always about buying material possessions. Life's about sharing experiences. And, you know, we can't give our daughters everything, but we do things with them. We take them places.
Absolutely. And you know what you want? What you want more than anything is that they actually enjoy what you're doing for them. See, it's not just about. This seems silly, but aside from Liam, takes Liam aside. When a parent does something for a child because they want the child to enjoy it, but the child's not into it. So Bill's pretty lucky because his kid's into it too. You know, you get what I'm saying? We always try to have our children like what we like, but it's a pretty fortunate thing for them too, that everybody seems to they do like the same things, and there's a lot of families that do. You don't have to go to the Super Bowl to have a great time with your kids. You don't have to go to the Grey Cup, but you know, for me, my kids, they're not into. Well, for me, they're not football fans, but one of the most enjoyable times I had didn't cost a cent. Other than turning on the TV at the last Olympics, my kids were nuts about the curling.
I can tell you that Aaron, that's very nice, Frank, but I can tell you that Aaron's daughter is going to be a football fan. It all depends on their environment. And your daughters were not around the environment of football with you introducing into them like. And that's not just because that was different lifetime, you know what I mean? I'm not saying anything against it. I'm just saying that that's the reason why, yeah, exactly. So that's the reason why she, not to put anything against your daughters, they were just not around the environment because you weren't really deeply that around. Now, his daughter, and that's up to him to bring up her name because it's a show, and I don't know if Aaron wants to mention his daughter's name, but well, I think we mentioned it before, haven't we, Aaron? Doesn't matter. She's probably going to be a big Argo fan. Are we on the air, sir? Frank! Something happened. Wow, listeners.
Argos.
We'll just leave it here in suspense, man. I was playing right along with that.
That was funny.
I wasn't going to say anything.
That was funny. You guys really had him. I'm sitting there going, talk
first. Argos.
Okay. All right.
It's all right.
Oh, he's
all right.
Mad now. He's mad.
Oh, I get it. The joke's on me. Oh, you guys. Sorry. Oh, shucks, man.
No, John, it wasn't intentional. It was accidental. We all fell asleep at the same time. Now,
I know, but I like to throw back in the other court. The ball
you have one of those voices that puts us to sleep.
Bruce, you opened up a can of worms, boy. I'm glad you did. Do you want to talk about voices, Ticat fan?
Here we go.
Pussycat. You talking about my voice? Don't throw. Bruce, got to know something about
me. Hey, man, you are what you eat, buddy.
I'm not afraid. Listen, I don't want to start talking like you. I don't want to start talking like you. If you're going to talk about my voice,
John, it was just
you
a
would
joke.
Talk to my
it was
voice?
Just a joke.
Oh, boy. Oh,
it was just a
Bruce,
joke.
Bruce, don't go there, boy.
God.
Argos.
Argos. Husky wee wee. Fuck me raw.
God.
I'll throw it back at you,
John,
buddy.
Okay. You get a timeout. Listen, please don't swear on the program, okay? We're talking about bringing on kids on the program, and there's no need to swear, okay? I mean, come on.
No, I know you didn't. John did, and he used the four-letter F word, and that one, the F bomb is not a no. That's
I thought that was a good joke that we all followed. He put us to sleep, man.
No, it's okay. No.
I meant it as a joke.
He took it personally, and I understand that, but there's no need to use bad language. John, please don't use that kind of language, please. All right, we're talking about bringing young children on the show, and then you start throwing that kind
of
stuff up.
It comes up with passion. If you open
there's
up
no
a can of worms, and
there's no excuse. There's no excuse,
Frank,
John.
Did you mention a Bruce right now? If you want to correct me, and I apologize for any F bomb that threw up after I got insulted from my voice. Did you mention on the air to Bruce? Hey, Bruce, there's no reason to insult John's voice. No, you didn't do that. Oh, thanks, Frank.
Hold on a second.
John, it was meant as a joke, man, because everybody wasn't saying anything when you quit. You know,
and
it's like your voice
back at you guys
asleep,
as a joke,
but
you
took
it
the wrong
take
way.
It when you get it back,
okay.
Man. Oh, my God.
I think
I'm
John and I just
it.
Got
I'm
divorced,
good.
And I think he just married Bruce. I think
maybe.
He just married Bruce. Did you guys get married? No,
Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Adam and Eve.
Because... Dial it down a notch. Dial it down a notch. Dial it down a notch. Dial it down a notch.
Oh, no, this is more fun. Listen, this is more fun, guys. This is
okay.
More fun than hearing, what did you think? I like this. Sometimes a little change is a lot of fun. A little heat
okay.
on the show
is not
too bad sometimes, guys. So,
just if we want to have younger
words,
people on the program, John, we have to stop using that kind of language because it offends some parents.
I get it,
And I forgive
you
because you're not a parent.
Like that.
Don't say
I've said it 1,000 times, dude. I apologize, all right?
Yeah,
he did apologize.
He did
yeah,
apologize.
Yeah, no, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, there's no point. Nobody's going to get tarred and feathered here. And Bruce, don't offend John on his voice. He's very sensitive about his voice. I, on the other hand, don't give rats behind about my voice because this
Bud,
is how
people
I
have been, Bud, people have been telling
voice?
Me I talk
how
like Elmer Fudd for 45
about?
Years, man. So no worries.
I got
this
a couple of voices,
really
so, you know what I mean?
Hey.
What?
Only on the radio, and then I do this on the radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. So, yeah, it's all an act, you know. So basically, let's get past the
Don't tell him it's an act, Frank. Come on.
No, it's all an act. It's all an act. Act one. Oh,
no,
by the way.
No, you're supposed to keep it quiet. We're still on the air. You're not supposed to let them know it's an act.
Well, mate, you know what? You know what? I didn't give Rob Maver a chance last week to talk about. Maybe we'll. I'm going to see if Rob Maver, who was on the last show, wants to talk Calgary. Let's see if he's interested.
Hello?
Calling him.
Oh, well, I'm going to ask him if I can call him first. Because he was very, you know, it's pretty neat when you interview a football player and then he messages you and say, where'd you hear the trade about Burris?
That's awesome.
I said it's a mistake.
I think it will be announced tomorrow.
Whether it's announced tomorrow or not, we'll know the final answer,
right.
If you will.
Absolutely.
Now, hey, guys, on a serious note, we've had a wonderful personal conversation here. Let's direct it towards John, let's start with this. When's the schedule supposed to come out? What?
I missed the beginning of the show. Is he supposed to go to Winnipeg? Is that what the rumor is?
No, Ottawa. Apparently he was in Ottawa today. Hey, John, apparently he was in Ottawa today. From what I know, I don't know everything, but he was in Ottawa also because it was a Players Association meeting, right? So, you know, people are kind of speculating that he sat down with Ottawa today and signed a deal. So
that would be an interesting
thing.
Wow.
He's without a club.
And why would he be at the PA meeting as a non... Like, as just a free agent, you know what I mean?
Good point. Good freaking point. I think you guys
see,
just put
see,
it all
I knew there was a reason
like
why Kelly was
anyway.
In the room. By the way, everybody, Kelly Bale's in the room. Kelly, which one of these guys are you married to?
I'm not too sure. I like all you guys, but I'm with Bruce John there. I'm I'm an Adam and Eve guy. I mean,
thank you very much. I was going to say, hang on, man, hang on, but as long as you clarified that.
Well, and
I guess
wrong
if anybody,
with
Frank, I guess I'm married to you because I talk to you the most on Facebook.
Who's this?
You don't know Kelly Bale?
Yeah,
Kelly
Bale. I talk to you as well on
Bruce
Facebook.
Bruce John Inch?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know Kelly. Kelly's another father of a three-year-old who enjoys the CFL. And we talked about Liam. We talked about Aaron's daughter. How about your son? Is he going to be a CFL fan?
You know what? He already is, guys. He attended his first Ryder game at 2.5. And, he now doesn't like to come because he's a little averse to loud noises. He's got a tiny bit of anxiety when the fireworks go off at the beginning of the game. That's a regular thing we do here at Mosaic. Lots of fireworks, lots of noise in that building, right? So he gets a little bit nervous and stuff like that, and we've skipped out early on a couple games here and there. But now
what about
he
ear
pretty
protection?
Much stays and watches it at Grandma's house. But, guys, you got to know this about him. We were watching the Argos and the, who was it, Argos Lions in 2012 in the Grey Cup?
Oh,
yeah,
Calgary.
And,
Argos Calgary.
Argos Calgary, pardon me. And, Davey became an Argo fan that day. So he is an Argo lifer, and he lives in Regina.
Well,
my father is his father is a Rough Rider fan, but he is an Argo lifer. And
story,
a good friend
Kelly.
Of mine, you know, a good friend of mine, guys, too, is in Toronto. His name's Jeff Gabriel. Went to high school with him, and he's an Argo lifer from Regina as well. So there you go.
And it wasn't unusual at the Grey Cup that a lot of Western fans sided with the Argos because
sure.
The West is very competitive, right? If your team isn't in, you're not rooting for another Western team, sorry.
Not unless maybe they knocked you off. Like if they knocked you off, you can always say, hey, this team's good, they beat us, they deserve to be there. That's one school of thought, but we don't take that side too often in Regina.
we learned that, right, John, when we went to the Grey Cup in Toronto and we went around all the parties and stuff. A lot of the Western fans were saying, I'm rooting for the Argos. We hate Calgary. It was weird.
Well,
it was really weird.
Maybe they were saying, at the convention center, Frank, maybe the ones that were in the Argo bash, but I got to go to all the bashes. I was working at the convention center with the Grey Cup festivities, and it was amazing. And the one that we were in, they were in our party room, so they were telling us that they loved us. But believe me, when I went into the Calgary and the Ryder room, not so much. What are you doing here? was the response. But they are great fans. I kid you not. I mean, they were doing it a joke. They bought me beers and stuff, and it was all good.
I'm back, guys.
Well, It's one heck of a party. The Grey Cup's one heck of a party.
Yeah. I'm back,
I'm
there, guys.
Looking forward
sorry
to
about that break.
I got to tell you. This summer, for Argo fans, and I'm just speaking on our behalf, we're going to be traveling a lot, okay? And we're planning on going to BC and celebrating this year. That's all I'm saying, boys. Yep, our quarterback set. The one in Hamilton, still a rookie. He's going to have a challenge. But he's got two other ones that can do... his body's going to be lasting longer, I think, because he's got...
I don't understand something. Wasn't it a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, you were saying that, you know, you don't like to say this, but Hamilton's going to be in the Grey Cup?
Oh, not me, boy. I would never say that, Bruce. That was probably...
No, not you.
Fellas.
Who's that? Who's that talking right now? Is that Mike?
No, Mike's not here.
No, that was Kelly.
Well, we don't have either Mike or Mike and Christopher are not here.
No, I'm here though.
Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Aaron's here.
Yeah, I'm back.
Don't worry. Hey, listen, guys, we're going to take a short break. We're going to take on that note. You know, Argo, blah blah blah. I hardly ever promote the Argos, so this time I'm going to. And you know what? This goes for every team in the CFL, by the way. Hello, everyone. I'm Candid Frank Live and a member of the Argo Lifers. a fan supporter group of the Toronto Argonauts of the Canadian Football League. As a group, we have been dedicated to working hard at Argo games, screaming, yelling, and doing whatever it takes to distract the opposition in the CFL. Guess what? We have been noticed by many, including the Toronto Argonauts themselves. In fact, we have been noticed by you, the fans, as well. Even the players and coaches and all the Argo staff are pleased and appreciate our support. So much so that the season tickets are being offered to you, you, and you for next season for very close to half price. What do you have to do to share in this opportunity? Just use my name, Candid Frank Live Stanishi, when calling Argo sales rep Chris Andrioli at 416-341-2793. You heard it, nearly half price from Chris Andrioli at 416-341-2793. Just say Candid Frank Live Stanishi sent you. That number again, 416-341-2793. I hope I'll be yelling next to you in 2014. Argos!
Get me a Tanya.
There's an unwritten code in Hamilton. If you live by it, chances are you've replaced the last beer in a cooler. You don't talk during the national anthem. You believe that great things can come from a little room above a fruit stand. You know Mac is a university, not a computer. Your child's first words were Oski Wee Wee. You know a red hat looks good with black and gold, and understand that double blue only looks good on the police. You believe hot water isn't a necessity for the visitor's dressing room. You've hit every green light on Main Street twice. You believe there's a little general in all of us. You only wear your good hard hat to games. You know King Kong was more than an ape. He was a five-time All-Star. You've parked on somebody's lawn to catch a kickoff. You know that Porter is a quarterback, not a bellhop. You've worn a kilt to a football game. You understand that every once in a while you have to be the center. You believe a football team can outlast 22 prime ministers, 2 world wars, a great depression, and still give birth to a pearl. You've worn a garbage bag as a raincoat. You've never seen a fair catch. You pick a concession line not based on how long the line is, but how hot that cashier looks. You understand that Labor Day is more than an extra day off. And no matter what happens on the field, your season is a success if you beat the Argos.
Okay, so I couldn't play favorites, so I did something for the Argos, and then I had to do something for Saskatchewan, and then, of course, the Hamilton Tigger Cats. So there, we're all covered. If you phone, we mention your team, and we do a little promo on your team. Now, there is, a little later I'm going to play a little something. I have an interview with Liam and Bill Howe, so part of the reason why I did that so I could put it together, and we'll play that a little later in our next break, so you can get to know who Liam and Bill Howe are a little bit better. So with us right now, you're listening to Candid Frank Live, and this is Blog Talk Radio. And Mondays and Fridays, we do the Canadian Football League discussion. On Wednesdays, we do the National Lacrosse League. With us tonight, John Granger, Argo lifer, Bruce John Inch.
Hello.
I guess, Bruce, how do we refer to you? Just a Tiger fanatic, Tiger Cat fanatic? Do you have
Well, let me answer my own question, though, John. Come on now.
I love you, Bruce.
I love you too, bro. I love you too, man. I love you like a brother, man. But anyway, they refer to me as Bruce the 13th man up this way.
Okay, good. And that's how I'll refer to you from now on, Bruce the 13th man.
Okay, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, well done. Kelly Bale is a Saskatchewan fan, and apparently he's raising a 3-year-old Argo fan. That sounds a little weird, but hey, everything's got to happen for a reason, I guess.
You know, the world's right.
And Aaron McIntosh, another Argo lifer, raising a couple of Argo lifers. I'm sure you wouldn't commit you wouldn't commit Harry Carey if one of your kids decided to be a Ryder fan, right? Right, Aaron?
Those
or would
words
you?
Will never be spoken in this house. My daughter the other day asked me to go buy a Maple Leafs jersey for her. Those who know me know that I used to work for the Montreal Canadiens organization. I didn't buy the jersey. I allow her to choose so long as those choices mimic mine.
But you could have got her a Maple Leaf jersey and got her one of the Team Canada ones.
Yeah, you're right. I probably could have.
Right? Maple Leaf jersey.
No, you know, honestly, when it comes down to it, I will provide influence, but if one of my daughters chooses another team, I'll support them. I won't pay for their tickets,
and you know
the games, but I'll support them.
If you don't have any children, it's easy to say otherwise. But when you have children, there's something about being, once you become a father, it's you become less important than you were before your children were born.
Yeah, and you know what? With today's economy, they could end up living in Vancouver or Calgary, or, you know, the East Coast might take off, and when we get our team there in a couple of years, they could be living down there, and who knows, be the marketing director for the Atlantic Schooners. I don't know.
There you go.
A few years before that may ever happen, but hey, Bruce, I had to go up and sit with my daughter for a few minutes, but I thought of something. You know, that Tim Hortons sponsorship makes a lot of sense in Hamilton. You know why? Because a box of donuts and the Hamilton Ticats defense have a lot in common. You know, they both have a lot of holes.
That's a good one, man.
There we go. And we're off and running again.
It's true.
We're going to have to rent the whole hotel tonight.
Okay, you know.
I kind of think they're like a walnut crunch, and they're going to put the crunch on everybody, but, you know.
Hang on, guys.
I'm changing the name of the show to Get Your Hate On.
That was funny. I like
that's
that.
Guile.
Oh God.
Sorry, I'm glad you worked that in.
Yeah.
So John came out with a good one. Call Argos. Did you hear that one, Aaron?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, just missing the G on the back of the jersey. I never even thought of that. That's awesome.
Call Argo. And the Ticats like donuts. So far, I think the Ticats are taking a beating here. Nobody's making fun of Saskatchewan. Maybe because we're afraid of Saskatchewan?
No, I'm not afraid to make fun of Saskatchewan.
I can't. The Riders have always been my second favorite team. Actually, you know, as a kid, I always envied, the Rider fans and always wished that, you know, Toronto fans were like that, and even when they sucked, you know, they showed up and they cheered. And then later I got educated and realized that they had nothing else to cheer for, so they came out and released the stress always for the Rider.
That makes three.
But you know what?
A little jab, but at the same time it's true, but not in a negative way. It's the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just the fact. We all know that. So it's not a downer on them.
No.
But that's what I learned later on. And then, what?
No, I'm talking to my dog,
Bernie.
Sorry.
Oh. No, I'm just saying, no, I'm not bashing on the writers. I like the writers. You know, I'm not going to tell them I'm an essay back, but, you know, I think
But you know why, I say what I will. Hey, Kelly, do you know why,
yes,
do you know why Saskatchewan, I made this one up, so, and I've used it before, John will recognize. Do you know why Saskatchewan has such a big parking lot?
Why is that?
Because of all the combines that come to the game.
Yeah, not so much anymore, but I can remember back in the 80s a few times just, you know, at the Labor Day Classic to put on a bit of a show, at least one showing up, but not so much anymore. But, you know, at least once a summer you'll see a combine or a fairly large tractor rolling down South Albert Street, you know, a farmer just come in to
That's
pick
awesome.
One thing up or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, you know, I mean, we are an agricultural center, and you hardly notice it, you know. I mean, it's pretty...
combine.
How can you not like a province? How can you not like a province that makes their living on pot and hash?
You know, I'd have to say.
Oh no! Wait,
say
that's pot hash. That's pot hash. Sorry.
I'd say, as a general CFL fan, Kelly, I have to. You know, we do envy the Riders fan base. The fact that you guys have the support, for whatever reason, it's there. I mean, I think every team in the CFL would love to have that volume and that percentage of their province or their region supporting the team. We're envious of it. We know there are different reasons, different circumstances behind it, but I would love to be having this conversation and, you know, barely being able to get into the show because of the calls and the Argo fans, or not even being able to comment on a piece in the Toronto Star. Because, you know, you post your comment and 10 minutes later you're 120 down because of all the fans jumping in. We all want it.
Yeah, we sure
do. How do we solve for it? We don't know. But I think this – I will say this. I think the CFL and every single team has done a great job in the last probably 5 to 6 years of really promoting themselves.
Well, Aaron, that problem is being solved. I mean, whether you like or agree with the way MLSC runs their teams – you know, lately they're looking like they know what they're doing lately, you know, with the new ownership and all that. The Argos going on board with MLSC is not a bad thing because, it isn't. It isn't a bad thing. Yeah. And like you, I used to not like MLSC, but I think you have owners now that know that they exponentially make more money if the team is playing well, you know, and especially if they want to sell all these apps on the phones, right? You know, because that's what it's all about. It's all about platforms. It's all about, you know, all this stuff, how to make more money. And for them, it's promotion. And if you look at TFC, look at the money they're spending on TFC. I think they've spent more money so far since in the off season they probably made last year with the advertising they're doing.
Well, just on Defoe and Bradley alone.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
That's a huge investment in winning.
Yeah, and they're following it up with a lot of advertising.
Guys, I'm just going to say the example that they're doing with TFC is exactly the reason why I favor strongly this succeeding, because they're willing to spend, check this out, they're willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in a franchise that doesn't get a national recognition. It doesn't really even top 10, you know, as far as TV in the States or anything like that. It's just because they want to take something on their own and make it a champion. Now they're finding difficulty in it. It's not as easy as they thought they would. So they're going to another direction. And plus, there's a lot of benefits, you know, another tenant, more exposure. But they saw what happened here with the Argos and the Grey Cup. They want to be the buzz of the city, and they're going to be able to advertise the Grey Cup and themselves 10 times over. And they like being the hot shot. You guys know that. They want to be the top dog in everything. And they hired the top dog to do it. So I'm not looking at this in any way as a negative. The CFL will be stronger with them in it. The NFL will not come up here unless the CFL gets $30,000 a game in Toronto to see it thriving. And it's shown it will. Guys, Aaron and the Argo fans, we all know we're not going nowhere. That's what we call ourselves, the lifers. Fans for life. Not bandwagon.
Well, it's bigger.
Not once in
Toronto's
a while.
Bigger than just the Argos. It's the, it'll help the CFL, and I mean the CFL will survive without the Argos, but it'll live better with you know, a good clip of people going to Argos games, and you know, basically that'll be the best thing possible for them. But I wanted to discuss why, and I wanted to interject this: the reason why Saskatchewan is so popular, and this is why I agree with the Red Blacks name. They are a part of the community. The team is, you know, that wheat, what do you call it? A wheat leaf? What do you call that, Kelly? That
wheat sheaf?
The simple, what is it?
Wheat sheaf.
The wheat sheaf.
Wheat sheaf?
Sheaf.
Yes. The wheat sheaf, yeah, is something that is important to all Saskatchewan. The wheat sheaf is what's important to all Saskatchewan people,
again,
right? It's
come
the center
on,
of their life.
Stop the profanity here, Frank. You give me, you know, the poo-poo about profanity. Here you go and talking about the sheep. Come on.
Wheat sheaf.
Bollock.
Wheat
guys,
sheaf.
Guys,
see,
in fact,
again, you
can
did
I,
it. Jesus,
go ahead.
Tell
go ahead.
Go ahead, Kelly. Okay, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about why things are so successful in Saskatchewan, and it kind of takes a different direction from where you guys are headed in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
You know, you guys have hundreds of millions of dollars behind you, but we're still a community-owned franchise. And
exactly.
You talk about owners, and, you know, I mean, you can sit on the first tier of Taylor Field, Mosaic Stadium, and watch the crowd roll in if you get there early. And you can watch as many as 2,000 owners walking through the door to go take their seat in the Cathedral of Football in Canada and watch their team. And people really feel connected to this team. I mean, several of the people there are working for our crown corps, like SaskTel, Sask Energy. They're there on corporate dollar. You know, these are the owners of the team. And, you know, that's why we have a lot of success, is we're still a community-owned franchise. We basically model success here of other franchises that have had success throughout history. And we just basically keep things simple and create demand. And that's, you know, you talk about being boss on all these forums and stuff like that. Well, people are so invested in what we have going here, and that's where that all comes from, and it's a part of feeling like a part of the process.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more, Kelly. I think you struck it right on the head. I mean, they're invested in the team. They're invested
in
literally.
They
literally
own the shares. They prop the team up through their investment in clothing and merchandise. I mean, you get Saskatchewan nail clippers, and you get Saskatchewan beer holders
Kleenex
to hold the beer, and you know, and scouring pads. It's like everything that can be branded. Like
Aaron,
literally
they
everything
even
branded.
Have they even have adult diapers.
Yep.
Well,
and
I'm not going to make so many jokes about that, but I won't. No, I mean honestly, the team's
the best.
You'd love to have that.
What's that?
What's the best one that you've seen, Kelly, as far as apparel?
The best,
you know?
merchandise?
Yeah.
Well, probably a barbecue cover that looks like a jersey.
I've seen that, yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the oddest one? What's the oddest one that you've seen? I mean, you must
the
see
the oddest thing? I mentioned it already. I think this was so odd. I walked into a co-op gas station here one day, and I saw Saskatchewan Rough Riders facial tissues, or Kleenex, for lack of a better term. And
paper?
I just thought that was, well, no, the Kleenex. And essentially,
okay,
I just thought that was hilarious because, you know, we do lose, and we need to, you know, have something to cry into. So that was pretty bizarre.
I think the best for me was Fantuge Flakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's another co-op product, by the way.
There you go. Okay, let's welcome another CFL diehard fan, BC fan lifer, Christopher Jones. Chris, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing okay, just in and out a little bit here while I'm barbecuing, but I say hi. Just touching on that subject that you were just on, I They actually have a bridal store, a Saskatchewan Rough Riders bridal store.
No.
To me, that is weird. Okay?
Wait a minute. Bridal as in horse thing or bridal as in?
No, bridal as in wedding, a wedding shop.
Chris,
oh,
do they have
goodness.
Anything something new, something double blue? They don't have that.
I don't know.
something new, something double blue.
We've got a girl in our group here, Brandy Frey. She has posted a picture of herself in her Saskatchewan Rough Riders green wedding dress. The wedding
green
is later this year.
Wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. It's on our thing. I will post it up for you guys again.
I'll pull it up right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyhow, to me, that's Brandy's a sweetheart. I think that's over the top.
You know, it's times like this, Christopher, that I wish this program was visual, and that's the next step we got to take with this program is we've got to make it visual so that we can show some stuff, maybe even start broadcasting using YouTube or Skype.
Right.
It's just I'm not very computer literate, so making that advancement would be very difficult. I mean,
it's
I probably
simple.
Would have to use all the bandwidth I own. I'd probably have to tell everybody else in the house not to use bandwidth. But aside from that, it would be very interesting to do. It would be very interesting to do. Christopher, we've discussed the rumor that Burris has signed with Ottawa. We're calling it a rumor at this point.
Okay. I understand it is a rumor, and somebody has debunked it. But that's beside the point. It is what I called the other day, so I'm batting a zillion percent right now.
Mm.
Well, congratulations! Don't break your arm patting yourself on your back.
No, I'm not at all. Not at all.
No, you've been pretty right, Chris, with a lot of these predictions lately.
It's scaring me.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, it's always good to have an expert on the program. And I guess the next question is, if Burris were to go, we had a little bit of a discussion. Aaron McIntosh feels that Glenn would be the starter, right, Aaron, if those two were on the same team?
I would personally, my personal opinion would that I would go with Glenn over Burris.
How about you, Chris?
Oh, I don't think so. I think Glenn's out of there. Glenn's out of there so fast. That was not their choice. That was not their first choice. They just took him because he was the best that was available in the draft, and he is now going out as trade bait or will be released.
And where's
outright.
He going, Chris? That's where I'm headed with this. Where's he going,
Chris? I would love to see him. One of two places that I can see
BC?
Could use him right now, and that would be Toronto or BC.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah. Both of those teams need him.
You like him for Ottawa, but not for Toronto, Aaron.
Well, there was a reason I liked him for Ottawa.
Oh, ouch.
No,
ouch.
No, I don't think he would fit with the mix here. I don't think
play
he
him
fits
a lot.
With the mix. No, Ricky's a passer. Kevin's a passer. We need somebody who is somebody who can do the short play, someone who can do the run. Harris is okay at it. Calero's fit that role really well. We need someone that would fill that gap.
Well, they had two other quarterbacks all season. They had five quarterbacks all season, the Argos did.
Yeah.
So the absence of Caleros does not mean that they only have three, if you know what I'm saying.
No,
and
exactly.
They have a lot of faith in Gale. And I think his name's Gale. I think it's Gale.
It's O'Gale.
I think they have a lot of faith in Gale as well. So, you know, Harris is a great quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. John likes him as well. Right, John? Mm-hmm. I mean... You know, but Gale might be, the surprise.
Who's online here? Sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
Well, we'll do the introductions again, and I'll remind everybody once again that
real quick,
you're
I'm just trying to figure
Frank
out who's
Live.
Here.
Yeah, you're listening to Candid Frank Live. Heard Mondays and Fridays CFL, Wednesdays National Lacrosse League. And with us tonight, Argo lifer John Granger, 13th man for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Bruce John Inch. Saskatchewan Rough Rider and raiser of a three-year-old Rough Rider fan who, it turns out, may have become an Argo fan, Kelly Bale. Aaron, another Argo lifer, McIntosh. And Christopher, I'm the BC fan, Jones, who always says nasty things about other people, but I enjoy my position in life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just thought I'd mention that.
Okay, so Aaron is not a member of my CFL group, is that correct?
No, I am.
Aaron?
No, I am.
He is.
You are?
CFL is the best.
He is.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
It's been
a member 6 to 8 months, Chris.
Yep.
you're not coming up as a somebody I can tag in this picture.
Nope, I'm actually on your site right now.
MCI. MCI. Try MCI.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not coming up.
Yeah, it tends to do that.
You want
okay,
me to,
well,
you want me
MCI
just PM you?
N-C-O-S-H.
No, I'll figure something out here. Copy. Okay.
Yeah, I had trouble doing the same thing. His name didn't come up automatically. It took a little effort. You might even have to do
you know why?
A little
it's
speed.
Probably my,
by.
It's my privacy settings.
Yeah, it probably is your privacy settings.
It is. I
You're
have
a very private fella.
I have pretty, I just go on radio shows. I have privacy settings to block on photos, so if you add, you could type in my name, it will send me a message, and then I can accept it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's not coming up and tagging you, which is what it should do. And then it should just send you the message, but that's okay.
Yeah, because I don't allow tagging, but I can tag myself in it. If you put it on the site, I can always tag
him. He wants to post that picture so that he brings it to your attention. That's what this is all about. All right, so... So Christopher,
yes.
we're talking about a debunked signing, Burris in Ottawa. We're talking if he ends up in Ottawa, that the odds are very good that Glenn will get traded. You said Toronto or BC?
BC.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn would make a great backup.
Let's face it. Glenn is a trade up from Buck Pierce.
Yeah, and with Caleros gone, you know, if he's willing to take a haircut,
does he need to take a haircut? He was the backup in Calgary. He was not receiving number one money over there because
there
Hayes
you go.
Was.
Yeah.
So he's already getting a backup wage. He may stay as a backup in Ottawa, but I doubt that Burris and Glenn are going to go together in that city. That's just not.
Well, they
Glenn went in there thinking he was
going to
be the number one.
Time. They were both in Hamilton, right? They could discuss that. Right, Bruce?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's a possibility. I think they're gone. But, it's...
So one thing's for sure, that in your opinion, would only be one of them there. Now, we're also talking about the notoriety, popularity, and the downright evil nation known as the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans. Who
don't
seemed
get
to corner
them on Cali, okay?
Huh?
Don't get me going on that one tonight.
Okay, then we'll skip that one.
So now
we've got the next thing coming up is free agency. Catch up. Who do you want to see your team sign? BC Christopher, who do you want to see your team sign that's out there? Whether it be the player, you don't have many players who are free agents on your team, so you pretty much you can go for somebody else as well. You know, either way, somebody on your team or elsewhere. Who do you want to see BC pick up?
Well, we've got two players that we could lose. One of them is Nick Moore, and the odds are he's going to go to the NFL. And the other one is Kieron Williams, and he's probably going to end up in the Eastern Division, I would wager. But, that's yet to be seen. I don't really see anybody out there that we're looking for.
Aaron, how about
nobody...
you? Aaron, how about you? Argos, who should they sign? I'm worried that they're not going to sign their kicker.
That they're not going to sign Swayze Waters? Yeah, I know. I didn't even realize he was going into free agency this year. I think that's dangerous. But I think Swayze wants to test the waters.
Nope. Yeah, he sure does. That was funny. That was
a pun. I really didn't mean that to be a pun until afterwards. I think we would have some big difficulties if we lose him. Good kickers are not easy to come by any means. So, and he, I like him. I think he's a down-to-earth guy. I think personality-wise, I've met him a couple times. He's very quiet, but I love him. He's long. You know, we had a couple times this year, the joke, can you get it past 20 yards? Because he, kicks it up to the roof of the Sky Dome. But he leveled out at the end of the year, and he really took over. He had big boots to fill when Prefontaine got injured, and he stepped in remarkably well, and I think I'd hate to see him go. I really would hate to see him
go. He was the best player against Hamilton on that Eastern Division final. He was the one reason why that game didn't get away even worse than it did.
Yeah, and the year before as well. I mean, he's the reason we beat Hamilton the year before.
There you go. Kelly, Saskatchewan, other than Sheets.
I got this feeling that Swayze Waters is going to Ottawa.
So do I.
Yeah, I know.
That's my feeling.
Knock on wood, it's not going to happen.
Kelly, other than Sheets, who do you see signing in free agency? And it doesn't have to be limited to your team free agents.
Yeah, on my wish list, I guess, for Saskatchewan, would be Jade Etienne out of Winnipeg, good Canadian, non-import wide receiver, went to the U of S and has shown some things. Now, also on their roster and not really on the Riders' radar, but pretty highly coveted if he doesn't land with an NFL team, is Henoch Mwamba. He's still up for grabs from Winnipeg. Now, that's also a non-import talent. And adding to that, Shea Emery is a non-import linebacker talent that, you know, pretty much any team could use. I mean, on my wish list for Saskatchewan is also, Nick Moore from BC. I mean, of course, like anybody would want a shot at him. I mean, that would be the best case scenario in replacing Dressler for this season would be Nick Moore. I mean, but he's likely to re-sign in BC, so not to, just wanted to also mention that Alex Hall, the Rough Riders, had a tryout this week. So, I can't remember exactly with who, but anyways, he'll be sorely missed if he goes, but I don't think it was anticipated that he would re-sign here anyways.
Yeah.
How about you, Bruce?
What's that, buddy? Sorry, man.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. didn't mean to wake you up. There are free agents that Hamilton has, and free agents out there. Who do you see Hamilton should be going for? Who do you think Kent will be trying to sign?
So far, haven't I? Because I thought they would re-sign Henry Burris, so I'm batting a 0% right now. I think they should sign Jamal Johnson. Okay, you're asking me who I think they should re-sign. I think we got five left. I think we got five free agents left. I think they should sign Mark Beswick, Jamal Johnson, and their long snapper,
Kanji?
No, that's our kicker.
Oh, that's a kicker, sorry, yeah.
You got me.
It's all good.
You got Lawrence.
But anyway, our long snapper.
That's Simone Lawrence.
Sign him. And Simone Lawrence, from what I've heard, he's got a couple CFO NFL teams he's trying out for. Now, my question is, thank you for bringing that up, Frank, because I totally gapped about that, and I wanted you guys' input and you guys' knowledge on this. Now, I know the NFL and the CFL switched the rules a couple years ago with the option and all that. Now, since Simone Lawrence is a free agent, can they not sign him even though he is trying out for an NFL team now? And if he makes that NFL team, or if he doesn't make that NFL team, then Hamilton is the first place that he has to play for.
You're talking about the rule that caused your run back guy from last year sitting out the season. Chris Williams. Yeah.
But then I heard that they switched the rule somehow. So I'm just wondering, does that rule apply? Like, how does that work? Like, can't Simone Lawrence sign a contract now and still try out for this NFL team that
I don't think so. I think it's like, you guys can disagree, but if you sign a contract with the CFL team, you can't try out. Well, you can try out off the books, but then you got to get your release from the team. And the only releases that have been going on are possession releases, not contract releases.
Well, Hamilton still has the option on him, too, so.
There's been players released in the past. I mean, there's always that gentleman's agreement that we talked about last night, you know, like There's definitely been guys released out of contracts out of Saskatchewan to pursue NFL dreams. I know that. I know that for sure. So
okay.
And it has been that scenario, Bruce. So I don't see anything.
But technically,
yeah.
Chris Williams proves that doesn't necessarily the player can't make it happen on his own.
No,
he needs
look,
the help.
We did that with Armstead, didn't we? We let him go.
That's right.
To England, and then went
Armstead,
back and signed with Montreal. You know, but you release him of his contract, and that is kind of an agreement with the team. But I think the Hamilton situation was as much about the player and his unwillingness to work with the team as anything else. That was just a bitter situation.
So Simone Lawrence is always they don't give up the negotiation list position that they have with the player. So
okay.
he can only negotiate with Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
When the team releases a guy, they're saying he's also off their negotiation list, which gives him the freedom, I think. But, you know, there's a lot of other brilliant people out there, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question,
Simone
Lawrence is going to try out, and if he's successful, he'll sign with an NFL team. Will he sign with a? Why would he sign with a CFL team when he's still in the midst of deciding whether he and the 15th hasn't come by, and he's trying out with an NFL team?
Okay, but what happens if he doesn't make that NFL team, and then Hamilton says, "Screw you, we don't want you anymore," and then all the CFL teams have linebackers already lined up, so they don't need him anymore.
That's a risky take.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm worried about. Because, you know, he had one great, you know, I think this was his first year in the CFL, and he had a phenomenal year, don't get me wrong. But, you know, going from having one great year in the CFL, going to the NFL with hopes of making it, like, I hope he makes it. But, you know, I remember back in 2011, I think DeAndre Cobb was a running back. He had a phenomenal season. He came back in his sophomore year, and he sucked. You know, he blew it. So I'm just hoping, that Simone's able to keep up what he finished off doing last year. But if he leaves, that's going to be a devastating blow to our defense. You know, there's no denying that. We have to re-sign that guy.
Well, he's going to be a hot property on the 15th if he's still available.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I'm kind of concerned why they haven't signed him yet.
Let's give John it. Well, it's because of his NFL interest. John, how about you? Your team, the Argos, or a free agent off one of the other teams? What could the Argos use?
I would like to have Luke Wilson.
Oh, geez.
Seattle slot back, in case you guys don't know, Canadian.
Is he a free agent?
He's a 2012 draft pick of the Argos. So, and a Grey Cup a Super Bowl champ. Yeah, I like to have him. We need a slot back. We need a couple.
You think we could get Tebow too, John?
Oh, we don't want Tebow.
Sorry, I know he's much all property. That was the season.
What's he doing anyway? Is he still playing? What's he doing? What's he doing now?
T-Mobile commercials.
No, Tebow's a pro, a broadcaster now officially.
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing? Broadcasting?
College football.
Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to. Right on your parade there, John.
That's okay. College football. John, any other players? Because that's a good one. I mean, you know, if he's available, jeepers. You know, him and Marshawn Lynch.
I ditto what Aaron said prior with Swazi. That's my bigger concern. We need defensive backs. Really, we're really hurting in that position. We're getting beat too much on long plays, and I think that's our weakness. So. I don't know what's out there. I'm not that heavily tuned into the actual DBs that are available. I think that all comes down to, you know, the scouts that we get out there, the combines are going to happen. They'll look at some legs and fresh guys who are eager to jump in and, you know, be stars because there's an opportunity there. We got holes. We got holes in the defensive back position. So as far as names, I just gave you one. That's all I got.
What about
that's
McCoon,
good
too? McCoon was looking pretty good.
McCoon.
He was looking pretty good at the end of last year, but
he sure was. And then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one of the reasons why we had such a hard time against Hamilton in the Eastern Final. Okay, we're going to take another break, folks. We talked about Liam and Bill Howe. Here they are.
Last year was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Now, review for us last year and how you were on that emotional roller coaster, in your own words, that was the last season, the 100th season of the Grey Cup.
Well, we started off, I think we started off a little slow at home, and the offense took a while to get underway, but they sure came along well, and they exceptional coaching, I think, made some big decisions. Bringing Cackard in and I guess resting Ricky Ray for a month, it really paid off. We had an awful lot of fun. We traveled with a team. Like we went to Hamilton, big game in Hamilton at Labor Day. And we knew, Liam and I agreed that Montreal, we had to be there. We thought there was a chance for destiny, and we were right.
Yep.
And at home, it was nice to pay Calgary back for 1971. I'm still recovering for the 1971 game with the act of God and Leon McQuay slipping on the 12-yard line.
But I've been reminded, and you know, don't feel so bad about that play because they had the ball two more times and didn't do anything with it. Remember, they kicked the ball and it went out of bounds.
Harry Abox.
Yeah. You know, so there were a lot of reasons why they didn't win that game. It wasn't just that play. I guess I'm just trying to give Leon McQuay a little break. You know.
Well, I was talking to Bill Simons about that game just last year, and Dave Ramey as well, and I don't think they've got over it either.
Nobody will.
No.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Right.
We crossed paths quite a few times last year. We crossed paths at the game, at the Dundas Square, Olympic Stadium, not to mention the Rogers Centre. We were busy hanging out together. How'd you like last year?
I loved it. It was a great experience watching the Argos, and I hope we do the same winning the Grey Cup this year, too.
How are you liking the mock game so far?
Well, pretty good. Haven't watched totally all of it, but doing pretty well. I think some rookies could really show up.
They make the team better. That's the important thing. Now, how'd you like your trip to Montreal in the Big O? Was that your first time there to watch a football game?
No, it wasn't. It was kind of my second time. A better scoreline than the last time.
Gee, why would that be?
Well,
because the Argos won.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good reason. Yeah. Now, was your heart in your throat like it was for me when that pass, that last pass at the end of the game, that last gas pass where Montreal had the ball in the end zone, hit the numbers, and didn't stay in the hands of the receiver? Were you relieved or what?
I was. I thought we were going to overtime for sure, but as soon as he let go of the ball, it was all... amazing, and...
Some of the fans even cried.
I heard.
Thank you, Liam.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay.
All right, so there you are, Liam and Bill Howe, and it's nice when you know, there's love in the room, and then love on Facebook, too, and it's so nice
love
to see...
keepers together.
There you go. You got it. And John and Phyllis are having a moment.
Oh. She likes your voice,
John. John and Phyllis sitting in a tree.
Well,
K-I-S-S-I-E.
Phyllis is a very fast, with a high IQ that you guys will never understand. She is a deep, deep humor in this lady. It's just a little
She's
bit above
awesome.
You guys because...
She's
she
awesome.
Understands my line, she understands my punchline, and she understands the heat that I bring to the show. You guys get a little bit touchy, offended. I just like to have fun. We started this thing a long time ago. Frank took it over and took it to another level, but you don't get it. If you heard the first friggin' 3 months, we were doing this all night long, jab, jab, having fun with it. Unfortunately, a lot of guys don't get it.
Left, right.
You talk too much. It's a freaking talk show, guys. Listen to other talk shows. They die for people who yap. So I'd love for you guys to yap. That's why I'm just sitting back and letting the yap going on. I like to start it up. If you like to pick on me, so be it.
Nobody's
but,
picking
on
you, John.
We love you.
Nobody's
Argos.
Argos.
Let's
eat
go,
it up,
Tiger.
Eat it up. Yum, yum, yum.
Let's go, Tiger.
All right.
Yeah,
so we're down to the last couple of minutes. I'll ask this question, you guys, and I need the why. And obviously, let's not go with the obvious. Let's not go with the obvious. Now we know that for the Hamilton fans in here, that you know probably the best battle is with Toronto. But if it isn't, tell me who it is. And if it is Toronto, tell me who your second choice is. Starting with you, Bruce.
Well,
what
obviously Toronto.
Like?
Nobody blows like
right.
the Argos. My second choice would have to be Montreal, and then Ottawa.
Why Montreal?
Well, I don't know. We've always had a rivalry with Montreal. I've been I went to Montreal a couple of times and watched their games, and you know the fans and us, we seem to get into the game, and I just like the atmosphere. Actually, when I went to Ottawa, or when I went to Montreal and watched the games, the same fans actually when Montreal comes up to Hamilton and plays, I see come up and they remember me. So we, you know. We left off like it was last year. Like, I see this gentleman once a year when we played at Ivor Wynn, and he's like me. He goes to all the Argonaut, or all the Alouettes practices and all that. And I don't know. I just think it's that way. But we'll see what Ottawa brings, and I think Ottawa is going to be another good rivalry because it's going to be like three teams in Ontario, so...
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's no
it
doubt
is,
about it.
It is, no doubt. I'm really looking forward to this season.
I'll go with you next, John. Who other than Hamilton?
Try to keep it under 10 minutes, eh, John?
Jake, come on. Leave him alone. You just want it.
I love you, buddy.
Know.
I do.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I got him left wounded. He doesn't know what to say.
I'm letting look, guys. It's all good. Let that. That's all you got. That's all you got. You're pretty weak, just like your height.
Hey, it took you a few seconds to do say something though.
If you know Bruce, well maybe you might not if you can see him. But
hey, they
tried
switching me
about.
To centimeters, you know.
Oh,
they did. They
okay.
did. They sent me a form. They wanted me to switch my last name from inch to 2.5 centimeters.
There you go. That's the first joke I told you when you came on. Okay, John.
Okay,
how about an answer
to the question? Okay. Let's ask me all over again. Like we can cut this part out. So go ahead.
Okay, we have John Granger, Argor Life, with us. And, John, if you had your pick of games to go, who do you think is the best rivalry? Assuming that Hamilton is the best, who's second best for you?
Well, it's going to be. I'm going to agree with Bruce. It is exciting in Montreal. We do get heated, and I think they get heated with everybody. But in Toronto, when they come, the second most favorite that I like to get, and they're good at it, are the Ryder fans.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, Calgary, BC fans who come and travel to us. I'm not saying about going anywhere else. They're pretty weak, but the Ryder fans, I got to give it up to them. They like to even just sit as close as possible to us when they don't even have seats there, so we kind of like to blow it in their face with the horns and stuff. Right, Aaron? He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
no,
I'm looking at mine right now.
At your face?
I'm going to say that I'm looking forward to starting something up with the red-black fans, okay? I'm prepared. You know, we like the jab, and that's what it's all about, people. Nothing physical ever, nothing ever personal. It's all about fun. And if you're not going to a game and you're not into the jabbing, verbal jabbing, what's the point? It's a lot of fun. Try it out. It's a good stress relief.
Well, that's why they have a church. That's why they have church on Sunday.
Uh-oh, someone's choking on that one.
Who's
smoking the fat one?
All right. Next up, Christopher Jones, BC Lions.
It's Chris who's smoking. Now I know who's smoking. It's Chris.
I don't smoke. I don't smoke anything.
Anything.
I just want to touch John's thing there. The reason why Saskatchewan is so much more fun in Toronto is because there's so many people from Saskatchewan living in Toronto. And BC doesn't really show up there because nobody in their right mind would move from Vancouver to Toronto.
No, you're right.
Not with all the fat you got there. Why would they, right?
No, exactly. We got the best meat in the world. 11 years in a row, I might add.
Smoke. Coming from a man who doesn't smoke.
That doesn't mean I don't grow it.
And this CSL moment brought to you by Health Canada.
Yeah, back to you. Exactly. Okay.
Chris has got this hidden humor comedian. He's dry, but he's freaking funny. Go ahead, Chris. Go.
Okay, rivalries. Well, there's always – I love watching the Riders games, although I really don't like going to them because there's just so many Saskatchewan people living in Vancouver that it's just – almost annoying when it goes into the stands. No, I'm just joking.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching Toronto when they come into town because I like beating them. I always go to the Hamilton games because I actually – they're my second favorite team, so that really doesn't matter who wins. I'm happy. I hate Edmonton, so I'll go to watch some speed up on them for a while. So, I don't know. There's no real rivalry for BC. There really isn't.
Well, we're waiting for Alaska.
Or anything. I'd love Alaska. Somebody.
Alaska.
We've got to have somebody that we can hate on a regular basis besides Toronto.
There you go.
Chris,
Aaron.
Heard the word. Sorry.
Go ahead. Nope. What was that, John?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, finish your thought.
No, remember, I talked too much. I'll pass. Go ahead.
Oh, stop.
You want to hear it? You want to hear it?
John, yes, you talk too much. Talk a little less, but don't stop talking.
I'm going to quote you on that one. Did I hear you say the word happy? Did you say you get happy, Chris? When do you sound happy? What are you talking about?
I'm a happy guy. What are you talking about? I'm always happy.
Yeah. Even John,
BC beats Toronto, I'm thinking, is Chris ever happy? Is this your happy voice?
Yeah, this is my happy voice right
John.
Now. You know, John. You really have to watch. I have great humor. You guys just don't get it all the time.
Sure. See,
I get it. I'm doing it with you right now. We're doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Think, we're doing it on the air, Chris.
I know that, Johnny. I know that.
Okay, guys, I'm
sorry. I have to sign off. So you guys have a great evening. I'm sorry I was late. I'm sorry I'm leaving early, but I got to get the steak stuff,
the
barbecue, and I got
the room again.
Dinner guests.
No, have a good
guests.
One, buddy.
Good night.
Okay.
See you, Chris.
Night, Chris.
Good night, Christopher.
Night, Chris.
Aaron, we were up with you.
Easy one for me. Number one's Hamilton. Surprisingly, I think my next favorite rivalry is against Winnipeg. The reason for that is I had a lot of Winnipeg fans in my previous section, Princess Winnipeg being one of them, Kelly, and Dave, her husband, as well as one of their close friends, Jen, and her friends. So I got to enjoy that rivalry a lot more before I found the Argo Lifers. So it's fun watching them to come into town. You know, I've always had this weird feeling for Winnipeg, like they were the last child in the family in the CFL, and they're not, but they're never in the East, they're never in the West, they're always kind of orphaned out there in divisions.
Yep.
And flopped around a lot, but I am, on that note as well, I am really looking forward to the Ottawa rivalry as well, having been a Renegade season ticket holder years ago and living in that city, and you know, having our team pilfered during the supplemental draft. It would be neat to see a few faces on there, and one of them better not be Swayze Waters. That would be somewhat heartbreaking, but I also have two brothers still in Ottawa, so I'm hoping to be able to go down and watch the teams there. Friendly environment.
Well, I lived there for a while. I lived there for a while, too, so.
Yeah, and I think with the SOBs as well, the Southern Ontario boys, you know, we've got to meet a few people who are Hamilton fans now living in that area, or Toronto fans living in that area, so I think we'll add a bit of dynamic to that group and anyone involved with them as well.
The what group?
The Southern Ontario boys.
Never heard of them.
SOBs of the CFL? Yeah, yeah. They're a small fractured group, I think we all know, but yeah. Sorry for the press on that.
No, no worries. No
good
worries.
Group
I'm just
people.
Kidding. I know who they are.
I
had their sticker on my horn.
Yeah,
Kelly,
I still have a funny kick around here somewhere.
I saved the best for last.
Yes, well... There's always Winnipeg, guys, and they're back this year in the West. So
that's going to be pretty much too hot to handle. And, you know, recent years have been Calgary in the playoffs, so that's a big one for us. We also got the factor Chris Jones talks about all the time with displaced people, and God knows it's pretty much 55-45 Calgary-Saskatchewan fans when we play there. So it's our home away from home. But one thing I wanted to mention, too, is that obviously in the past we were both the Rough Riders, and, you know, we're going to have that thing going with Ottawa this year as well, I think. We'll see how it plays out. But
I think every city's going to have it in for Ottawa because it's going to be great whenever they come in, because CFL fans love I think the biggest thing about the CFL is we're a league and we're a fan base that loves tradition. And revisiting tradition is going to ignite a lot.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think the Ottawa. I think having Ottawa join this year it's going to be great for the league. Like every year,
awesome.
You know, people are going to those games to see the Red Blacks, just for the uniforms, just to say I was at that first game when they were here. I think it's going to drive attendance at those games. So
I think
whenever
you're right.
They go to anyone's town.
So, Kelly, do you have
can't
a second
drive
team? You said
Regina.
Winnipeg.
Yeah,
can't drive
yeah,
a what?
Well, Calgary. But, yeah, you can't have more
right,
of a
I'm
sellout.
Sorry,
yeah, and you can't have more of a sellout than you already do in Regina. I mean,
yeah,
you
well,
know,
that's true.
Like, you can't possibly pack any more people in. But, you know, a lot of people are going to be excited. And, you know, I think you'll see a lot of red-blacks jerseys in Regina as well. It's just, you know, you guys touched on the – you know, who do you hate to see come into your building? Well, there's nobody here. I mean, we just laugh it off. I mean, they're just swarmed by green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, that's the only place, you know, Mosaic Field is the only place where you can't separate the wheat from the chaff.
That's right.
They both exist there. There's nothing you can do about it.
That's right.
So I'll give you mine, guys, and mine are. I align myself with John in that regard. I truly, Hamilton, obviously, Ottawa is going to be, but like John, I always enjoy the Saskatchewan games. You know, last year, the year that the Argos won the Grey Cup, the year that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders won the Grey Cup, those games were electric, and
yeah,
it is
they
it,
were.
Honestly, it is due to the. To the fan base that Saskatchewan has and how it interacts and excites those of us that are Argo fans, at least in Toronto. And watching that road game and quieting, and I have to tell you, that was the proudest moment I had as an Argo fan for my Argo players. They shut not only did they shut them down vocally, I saw so many jaws dropping when Caleros was thumping Saskatchewan at home. It was I was really proud
was
of the guys. Yeah, and I was really
yeah,
I was really
was,
proud
was
of the job the guys
take.
Did. Yep, and it was.
Absolutely.
That crowd went quiet. It went so quiet. And to quiet the Saskatchewan crowd, that's a feat in itself. And I bet you, Austin was watching that game, you know, with a vested interest. He saw his old team, Saskatchewan, playing against Toronto. He saw this young quarterback go into that stadium, and he didn't do, like, statistically he did fantastic. He didn't look like he did much. All he did is he left with a victory. And I think that was the game probably that impressed Austin the most, and I'd love to ask him that. Which game, at which point did you realize that this kid has a future in your plans? And I bet you that game was probably it, because he really did quiet the crowd, and that's hard to do in Saskatchewan. My, like I said, Hamilton, Saskatchewan, and of course, like the rest of you, Ottawa coming in for the first time is going to be very exciting. I'm going to be thrilled to see them when they come in their first game here in Toronto. If they play in Ottawa first, I'll be there too. Aaron, we'll have to go together. I know John wants to go.
We get tickets all at the same time. Yeah,
and I think we'll get a busload of people going to Ottawa. What do you think, John?
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah,
we'll get a busload of people. We'll see what Lori Bursey puts together there. Well, guys, we're down to our last minute. Aaron McIntosh, Kelly Bale, Bruce John Inch, John Granger, and, of course, Christopher Jones, and Phyllis Babin, Steve Myers on Twitter, and, of course, my goodness, who
Bruce
else?
John Inch.
Who else do we have? Oh, Rob Maver, and, of course, Bruce is in the room. So, guys, it really was a pleasure again. And John, it's fun. It's fun with you because you are such a sleeve, heart on sleeve guy. And
we love you, Johnny. We love you. And I love each and every one of you, man. We'll talk to you on Friday, and I'll listen to your show on Wednesday. Frank, have a good night.
You're a good man, Bruce. Talk to you later.
You too, Bruce.
Likewise, buddy.
You too, Bruce.
Okay,
you all.
John Granger, right. Bruce John Inch, Kelly Bale, Christopher Jones, and Aaron Argo Lifer McIntosh. Aaron, thanks for accepting my call and coming on the program.
Anytime, Frank. Even
all right,
the
everyone. Thanks. Yeah. Okay, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Take care, guys.
This has been the Candid Frank Live Show, CFL edition, Monday and Wednesday, NLL, Monday and Friday, NLL Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a great night.
You too.